You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Hey y'all, I'm Savannah. I'm that witch of the holler, and I'm here to play Real or Creepy.
Hi, I'm Kate, also known as Tarot Kate, and I'm here with Real Hauntings Podcast to play Real or Creepy.
Hey everyone, that's right, I'm Noah Daniels, and we're here for another episode of Real or Creepy, where we determine if stories from the internet are a real haunting or fake creepypasta. We're going to go ahead and jump into our first story on this episode. It's titled The Woman on the Phone. It's not my own experience, but one of a friend's that does not have Reddit, so I'd like to tell you about it. So back in the late 1980s, early 1990s, when he was into our local town to visit a friend for a drink, he had been waiting in their agreed meeting place for approximately 30 minutes, but the friend was nowhere to be seen. So he went to a phone box to call his home landline. A woman picked up and he asked where his friend was. The woman on the other end of the phone explained that it was his friend's sister who was visiting the family for the weekend. And she informed him that his friend had left not too long ago and should be there with him soon. When his friend arrived, he explained that he called home and his sister spoke to him. His friend revealed that his sister had died in Egypt a few years prior to them becoming friends. The friend doubted this to be true, obviously. But the scary thing is, when he got home, he checked the call logs for his phone for the home landline, and true to the story, the phone had been picked up and answered in what was the time frame in which the home was otherwise empty. So this is kind of a different haunting. We don't hear a ton. We hear a lot about like electrical interference, obviously, but we don't hear a ton about ghosts physically answering phones, or at least I haven't. Savannah, have you ever come across anything like that during your time on Earth?
Yes. Really? One of the most terrifying things that ever happened to me as a child was a ghost on a phone experience. And that had me just like the whole time.
Really?
Yeah. That sounds like creepypasta, but I did have something similar happen to me.
Can you tell us about what happened to you?
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, okay. All right, so it's like 2006. I had one of those Bratz lips-shaped phones.
Yes.
I was like in middle school in 2006.
Nice.
Landline. Oh, man, I was hot stuff. I loved that thing. And I skipped church that day. Cardinal sin. And like literally, I was never allowed to do that. That was like a huge deal. And the phone rings. And I answer the phone. I just hear kind of like breathing a little bit, a little staticky, a little breathy. And then I hear, shh, shh. she's listening. And it's like this young boy. And I'm like, yeah, I'm listening. Like, what's going on? And then there's this old woman that like responds to him and is like, keep listening. Keep listening. And I've like burst into tears. I was shaking like a leaf. And then there's just like this cackle. And I just hang the phone up. It was bad. I tried to like redial the number and like call back because I'm like, what was that? Who is that? No, phone ghosts. I don't like phone ghosts. No. Landline phone ghosts? Absolutely not.
That makes it way worse for some reason. Yeah,
it really does.
Okay, so it sounds like maybe you're leaning more to the story being creepypasta, but you also kind of letting us know, yeah, this could happen.
I'm not the only person that I know that has experienced, some weird phone haunted stuff while other haunting things are going on in the house. Mm. I don't know.
The only thing I ever had happen was probably 10 years ago. My cell phone rang and I looked at my phone and it had my name pop up as my old number from when I lived in Mississippi. And Lord knows why I had that programmed in my new phone, but I did. I can still see it. Like, it's funny as I'm telling this, I can see that number pop up, my Mississippi number. And I just looked at it and I was like, that is so weird. I was like, at first I was like, I'm not going to answer this for whatever reason. But then I was like, you know what? I'm feeling adventurous. I'm going to answer it. I was at work and I was just like, hello. And nobody said anything. And it struck me a little bit, Savannah, when you're telling your story, although you were spoken to, but talking about kind of that staticky and almost like the threat of a voice, if that makes sense. But I couldn't really make out any actual voices. It kind of sounded like somebody breathing, something kind of happening, but I couldn't hear anything. So I was like, this is super strange. So I hung up. This is way before I was doing any of the podcast stuff or really invested into the paranormal world. And I called it back. I was just like, okay, I've got to see where this leads. Called it back. Some lady answered who has my old number, you know? And she was just like, nope, didn't call you. Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, are you sure? And she was like, yes, I'm sure. Nobody called you. And just like, that was the end of it. And so I liked to think that in some multiverse time travel way. Yeah. So I guess past self was trying to call my future self. But, you know, who knows? Maybe like Terminator got him or something and he couldn't get the message out. But that's my only kind of weird thing with phone stuff.
This episode of the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast is brought to you by Wild Grain. Hey, y'all, it's Noah Daniels. And oh boy, I just got my box of Wild Grain bread and pasta. My whole family has been so excited to dive in. We started with a sourdough and it was amazing. If you're looking to make Mother's Day brunch planning easier or just looking for a great gift for your mom, you've got to check out Wild Grain. Order before May 6th to get your box in time for Mother's Day. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. The next thing up for us to try is the biscuits with our breakfast. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings. That's wildgrain.com/hauntings, or you can use promo code hauntings at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Kate, how did the story make you feel? Have you been called by aliens or ghosts or anything otherwise?
I haven't actually, but I have seen or witnessed experiences too, where, you know, technology is like tampered with, or, you know, or seen or heard about people like their phone ringing, like you, and, but it says like their dad or their grandmother. Mm-hmm. And that phone is completely turned off. The number doesn't even work anymore when they call it. So the only reason I think it's creepypasta is because they had a nice conversation. Whereas, you know, like you and Savannah, it was like muffled and like you could barely hear what was going on. That's the only reason. But I do know spirits do try to tap into our technology. I've accidentally channeled a spirit for somebody and sent it to them in a text message. That was pretty wild.
Yeah, I started doing this depressing trend. I will probably edit this out because it's just going to bum people out. So my dad is 15 years older than my mom. So he's obviously older. He's, getting close to 80 now. We kind of quit saying how old he actually is. So when he calls me on my birthday, I always let it go to voicemail first. So where he leaves a voicemail. So I've been doing that for the past 2 years and I've yet to listen to either voicemail. And then I call him right back and we just talk. And I don't know if it's because I feel like, it's so depressing. I don't know if it's because I feel like if I listen to them, he's going to die, or if I'm just saving them as like dessert from the afterlife. So where I can have that morbid moment of, let me go through and listen to these happy birthday messages and crush my soul. So anyway, so we're going to go on to story two. It's called Craziest Night of My Life. Hi, to put some preface on this story before I get into it, I'm a Division I football player. I'm really big, about 6'5", 300 pounds. Basically, I'm saying that no person or animal has ever scared me. Now, it was a late night after my high school basketball team at the time had made the playoffs. I was currently on the phone with my girlfriend at the time as I was pulling into my country neighborhood in a small town in Alabama. It was around 12:30 or 1 a.m., and I was pulling into the neighborhood. I see this woman with long black hair wearing a Civil War period dress. It wasn't very weird for me to see random kids around my neighborhood because I live near a foster home. What freaked me out at first is it was January, and this was late at night, and it was freezing. To pull into my neighborhood, I had to drive past her. I slowly went past this woman and really didn't know what to do as I passed her, and she was staring at the ground. As I checked my rearview mirror, her head snapped up and I saw an extremely evil looking face. I hung up on the phone and was going 65 to my house. As I mentioned, I'm a big dude. When I arrived at my house, I sprinted up the stairs and into my room. Me being my size, that woke everyone in the house up. My dad entered my room to check on me and I was telling him everything that was happening. He asked if I was on anything, and I told him, of course I wasn't. He told me to get some sleep, and of course, I couldn't sleep. It popped in my mind that I had had a Latina neighbor of whom I was very close with. She had long jet black hair. Instantly, I snapped her on Snapchat saying, that was a good prank, and you got me. She said she wasn't even in the state and didn't know what I was talking about. She sent me her location on Snap Map. I didn't even know that was a thing. Show me that she was in Baltimore. That was it. There was no chance I was getting any sleep that night. I hopped on Xbox to tell my friends about the events that just occurred. Of course, they didn't believe me, saying I was joking, and I told them how serious I was. At the end of the Xbox session, around 4 a.m., I had gotten off and was going to try to go to sleep. I went to my bedroom. As I was walking past the blinds, there she was, standing there in one street light in my neighborhood. I slammed the curtains shut, peeked again, and she was gone. I have no idea what happened or what was going on that night. My dad and little brother have claimed to see the same woman years later in their own different stories. So, Kate, that was a pretty creepy story. I thought it was interesting about the Civil War part. And I also am not sure. Mm-hmm. I guess he attributed it potentially to being somebody who was a Latina, as he put it, because of the black hair. I don't know what that has to do with Civil War, but I guess that's the connection for him. He was trying to rationalize. What do you think about this one? It certainly isn't one of those that is sounds like it was crafted by, you know, a wordsmith who is trying to play on our emotions.
I do think it's real. And before you continued on with saying, you know, he had a friend, his neighbor on Snapchat, I was thinking that he was being able to see her. He was receiving downloads like, oh, you know, I do have a Latina neighbor, you know, like, let me call her. Or, you know, like, I was thinking that it was in some type of relation with her. I was also thinking like La Llorona.
That was too. But the Civil War thing, I was like, this is a different take on La Llorona.
Yeah. Right. But when you had said, like, even before you said going to the window, my heart started pounding, like the scary movie type. So I was like, ooh, it is kind of like playing with my emotions in a non-pasta written way. So yeah, I think it's real.
Yeah, I could see that. Savannah, what do you think? Did you have any emotional connection to it?
I actually kind of believed this one, weirdly, because it sounded, I don't know, the way they wrote it down, and it was a dude, and he kept mentioning his size over and over. Like,
I'm glad you brought that back up. Such a guy, like,
such a dude thing to do.
Such a younger guy, like, I'm so big, nothing scares me. It's like,
he was scared. I'm like, yes, yeah.
I'm like, once you get older and have high blood pressure, that'll scare you, guy. Yeah, sorry.
That's so true.
It's also just such a classic. That's a classic thing to see, you know, the woman on the side of the road and old timey clothes. It's just like it threw me a little bit when he said he was like, she was at the window. I was like, oh, wait, whoa, no, I was expecting it to stop on the road.
Right.
Because that part, that is just very stereotypical Southern ghost story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Following you home is an issue. That's a problem.
Yeah.
And it had that kind of cinematic vibe where, you know, how movies, the ghost will kind of skip forward to an area. It almost looks like somebody's fast forwarding their body, the apparition body there. Whew, creepy. Well, that's a good one to end. I mean, real, not creepy. That was a good one to end on. So as we wrap up another episode of Real or Creepy, Kate, can you tell our audience where they can find all your content online?
They can find me on TikTok at TarotKate3. Instagram is TarotKate. And you can head to my website as well, TarotKate.com.
Awesome. And Savannah, where can our audience check out all your awesome content?
Y'all can find me on TikTok. I'm at That Witch Up The Holler. Or on Instagram, I'm at It's That Witch Up The Holler. And go to my link tree and find me on all the other corners of the internet.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for doing another episode of Real or Creepy.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.